As I rode out by them Oxbury banks, where all the maids of Australia did play their wild pranks, by a shady green bough I sat myself down, where all the birds sang so gaily and chanting all round in the forests of happy Australia. In the forests of happy Australia, where the maidens are handsome and gay. Well, I had not been long in that beautiful sheen, where all the fields are delightful, the trees evergreen, when a pretty gay damsel to me did appear. To the banks of the river she quickly drew near. She's a native of happy Australia. She's a native of happy Australia, where the maidens are handsome and gay. Well, she took off her clothes, and before me she stood, just as naked as Venus, what come from the flood. She looked me in my face, and smiling said she, "Oh, this is the robe that Dame Nature gave me on the day I was born in Australia. On the day I was born in Australia, where the maidens are handsome and gay." Well, she jumped in the water without fear or dread, and her beautiful limbs she exceedingly spread, and her hair hung in ringlets, and the colour it was black. She cried, "Sir, you can see how I swim on my back in the streams of my native Australia. In the streams of my native Australia, where the maidens are handsome and gay." Oh, but being tired of swimming, she came to the brink. "Oh, assist me, kind sir, for I'm sure I shall sink." So like lightning I flew, took her fast by the hand, but my foot it did slip, we both fell to the sand, and I entered the bush of Australia. I entered the bush of Australia, handsome and gay. And we sported together in the highest of glee, in the finest Australia you ever did see, till my head on her beautiful breast did incline, and the sun in the west all his glories resigned, and I left that fair maid of Australia. I left that fair maid of Australia.